In awareness, a lot of people are not aware of Ambergris because in China or because it's a foreign country, we bought it and some one as serious because even Panga, Ranga, Gananga, and Achanga, there was the difference here 1 minute, and as you do your work, you must always practice good hygiene, personal hygiene, and protect yourself as you are seeing any other patient, whether it's corona or not. So there's really no reason why patients should not be properly assessed by vaccinations.
Semaoni renyu, chii chiri kupa kuti vamwe vana chiremba na vana mukoti vatadze kubatsira vanhu vanenge vachifungidzirwa kuti vane chirwere checoronavirus apa?
But what is happening is there's unnecessary panic because people don't have information around this corona. They also don't appreciate the case fatality rate. You know, it's 2% or even less. Most of our patients will recover on their own. 85-90% of people infected with this COVID-19 will recover because it's a common cold, mostly a severe form of cold. We've had the coronavirus for a long time. Only that this strain is more virulent. So I think it's just an issue of creating awareness both for the health workers and for the community. So I think I'll speak about Agatara, which I have a positive, and where you think you need corona. All you do is give that patient a mask so that they don't cough into your environment, home isolator, and then you call the hotlines instead of going to the out of the agenda. Wilkins also is not really a place where we can go to have a common cold. I'm going because we also have to isolate. There are also processes and procedures that we have to follow. Those people must go and put on the protective equipment and also take them off and dispose of them in a manner of the others as we take. So it's not an outpatient sort of clinic. Patients will present anyway, to private, to my clinic, to my mother, Wilkins. So I think it's a matter of people being aware of the condition and also knowing what to do. So as well, there's a necessary panic from the health professionals, from the lay people, and from the media. Until we get together and start talking the same language, it's a major problem. I remember we said this when we were dealing with cholera. People didn't even know what to do. But, you know, the more messages we give out, the correct messages, then people will start helping the health professionals to relay the appropriate messages. And it is a matter of